everybody. Well, today is March 7th, 2016. So let's first clear the date. And this is the Creation Lightship Healing Hour. And we'll be talking about clearings and healings. And if you want to send any information that you may have had, testimonial or anything about the Saturday and Sunday calls that we had, releasing pins and things like that, alien creatures, you can. And go to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So here we go. Let's clear the date, 3-7-2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that feels pretty good to me. And next, let's help you out with a situation, a trauma, or something you're dealing with, emotional something, pain something. Think of it right now, and I'll try and clear that one incident that you're thinking about. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll activate the light beams on your monitor screen or monitor screens for you, bringing peace energy in. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll just turn the show over to you, Elizabeth. And you got everything you need, I think.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, you got your BBS Radio Lab toolkit in front of you. So you're ready to go. Okay.
Yes, I do, and would like to welcome everybody and thank you for all joining us tonight on the Creation Lightship Healing Highway Show. We do this show every Monday, and we love to get your testimonials and questions. So if you have any and you'd like to send them, you can do that using our Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form, which you can find the link to at the top of Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, during the duration of the show. And you can also send questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you're brand new, welcome, and be sure to check out that website, which is the online index of all Ron's healings that he offers. And we're going to talk about some of them and find out what people are working on over the next hour. And hope everybody's got that light being up for peace energy for yourself and your space during the show. I'd like to start off with a couple of announcements that Tuesday the 15th is the deadline to send in your photograph if you would like it to be placed inside the light infusion chamber for the duration of the New Life Expo, which is an event Ron will be speaking at and doing healings at in New York City. And the dates for that are March 18th through the 20th, and it is in the Hotel Pennsylvania. And someone was asking how far away that was, where was the actual expo going to be, and it is actually right next door to the Hotel Pennsylvania at the Penn Plaza Pavilion. And you can check out that as well as the PDF at newlifeexpo.com, and you can find out where Ron will be, when his lectures are, and kind of get a sense of the schedule for that. It's going to be a great weekend, and hopefully if you're in the New York City area, you will be joining us for that. And everyone looks forward to it. It's a great opportunity to visit the light infusion chamber, but if you can't, again, you can send a photograph of yourself and Ron prints them out and they are placed inside the chamber so that you can receive the healings absentee if you can't attend in person. So, Ron, we did have some questions here, and one listener was asking about specificity, and they wanted to know if, just to be clear, if I type in judgment, like on the dark side practitioner clearing, is that too general, or will it be specific enough to clear?
Yeah, you don't want to put what you're in judgment about. Remember, we have a judgment clearing that covers judgments as a blanket statement for each day of your life. But when you enter something in on one of the other clearings, then you need to be specific as to what it pertains to. Remember, when we do the whole lifetime clearings, like on a, you know, a judgment whole lifetime clearing for your judgment body, we just go, you know, day by day, basically, although it's very quick, because each year takes about 15, 20 seconds to do, but each day is actually cleared, and you don't really need to think of anything, because that's the way, you know, the clearing works. But when you're doing a clearing on anything else, and you need to put in what it is pertaining to. So back to you.
Okay, that's a great clarification, Ron. And I think in general with the clearings, the more specific you can be, the more effective that they are. So if you're having a particular emotion that's related to judgment or a particular situation where that has occurred, you might want to put that in and see if that helps specifically to your situation. Okay, thanks, Ron. So the next question here is somebody asking, is there a clearing to completely remove the chakras from us?
No. Remember, the chakras are only there because the dark side put them into you, because you're not running your whole body and spirit together as one. And so they put that into you so you had communication throughout the body, much like you have, you know, your mind and thought energies. So there's no clearing to get rid of your chakras. But if you did, since you don't have a spirit in your body in those locations, your body wouldn't do very well. You may not be living. So that's what happens. So you can't just get rid of that, because you wouldn't have any energy in your body to bring your spirit back into you. So back to you.
Right, Ron. I think that the more, maybe this listener was more specifically asking is, I mean, you can't get rid of the chakras, but is there maybe some way to clear them? Because I know you also do that at the expos for the 5 days. So when Ron does the samples and you're standing there listening to the healing and you have the light being on the monitor screen in front of you, and Ron will clear first chakra, second chakra of all emotional issues from the past 5 days. So that's kind of like a sample of a chakra clearing. There's also, I believe, a whole lifetime clearing for the chakras, and I'm going to see if I can pull that up now. But, yeah, that's a good point, Ron. You wouldn't want to get rid of them, per se. You would just want to make sure that they're not gunked up with stuff, or that somebody isn't courting to your chakras. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
People will court the chakras out.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you want to watch out for, not necessarily getting rid of them. There is a whole lifetime chakra system clearing that Ron offers, and if you just type the word chakra into the search for a healing box on creationlightship.com, you can find that. And it's available as a whole lifetime clearing, as well as seven generations going back all the way through many, many generations. And there's also a crown chakra alien courting disconnection clearing. So that might be a little bit different.
Yes, that one is different.
Okay, and that specifically relates to the crown chakra.
Right.
Okay. Ron, do you feel like maybe doing a sample clearing of maybe like one chakra with an emotional issue that we had within, like, say, the past day?
Yes, if you had an emotional issue, that's good for the last day. I will clear one of your chakras that you believe is holding the energy in. So we'll do one chakra for you. So you need to think of what you want to have cleared and also what your emotional issue is. So here we go. Think of something. Releasing that attached chakra to one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And just see if that they give you some type of relief. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And I did put my hand over my heart chakra. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, sorry, the chakras are different energetic points that are frequently described at different locations on the body. And if you just do a search for chakra maps, you can see where they are, and you can see how these points are kind of maybe even like if you're a gamer, hit points or attack points for psychic energy to cord you. So you do not want that. And a listener just wrote in and let us know, too, which is great, that the light infusion chamber cleans out the chakras and your auric field as well. So thanks so much for adding that. And
I work with her, too, yes.
So sorry, Ron, what was that?
If your picture was in the chamber, it will clear you out also.
Yes, that's true. Okay, great. So I guess, Ron, we could talk about, before taking some more listener questions, we could maybe talk about if you'd like, you're working on a new clearing, and it's an advanced clearing.
Sure.
Okay. And it's going to be called, as of now, the Skin Auric Field Clearing.
And the name might change as we get it launched more on the website, but it will be available for people right now if you want to be an early bird to us. So go ahead, Elizabeth.
Okay, yes. And there are some prerequisites. So if you are a frequent visitor to the Creation Lightship website and you've done a lot of healings, then this is a great clearing to kind of take you to the next level. It's a very advanced clearing, and it has 5 prerequisites. So if you want to jot these down, the prerequisites are the emotional clearing, whole lifetime. These are all whole lifetime clearings. So they would be emotional, mental, fear, feeling, and trauma bodies. So I'll read those again. That's emotional, mental, fear, feeling, and trauma bodies. So you would have had to have done all 5 of these whole lifetime clearings in order to do the skin auric field clearing. And name subject to change. Now, a lot of people have been emailing Ron and saying, you know, they've done a lot of clearings. What can they do next? So if you have done these, this is a great kind of next step. If you log into it when you purchase it, I think, Ron, you said it would be about $200 for an unlimited usage. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. So if you're interested in doing this, just email Ron with the prerequisites that you've done, and you can try it out. There are 27 different options in the drop-down box, and a lot of these, the first group relates to different parts of the body, so you would be able to clear, for example, head, neck, shoulders, arms and hands, chest area, stomach intestine area, hip, leg, feet, spine and back, and as well as the front back, left, and right sides of your body. So below that would be relationships and courtings, and there are two options, relationships and courtings with others and relationships and courtings with objects and things, addictions and patterns, dislikes, judgment, and racism, very, very awesome on that, sexual, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, watching, and seeing. And then there is a custom input at the bottom, but you also have the option to select energy imitating a person or energy imitating an object. So I know this is a lot of information, but it seems like an extremely thorough clearing. So once you've selected any one of those options that you would like, there's also a custom input box, which you can create your own sort of special clearing if none of these relate to you. And then below that are 14 steps which remove different points on your body. So the first step, for example, is the removal of skin connection points. So you could work on that just on your head. And the next one is removal of pore connection, P-O-R-E, bodily fluid connection points, removal of programs, removal of backup programs. And then some of them will probably sound familiar to you because they are similar to other clearings that Ron offers. There's the removal of orbs, removal of alien parasites, removal of alien implants, removal of entities. And this one's interesting, Ron, and I don't think we've ever talked about this one. It's called step number 10, is the removal of internal tunnels.
Yeah. So, what that one is for is a lot of people have the experience of maybe having something bothering them, maybe on their shoulder, and, you know, you start scratching it or something, and all of a sudden it goes away, and maybe a minute later your knee starts hurting. And you start working with your knee, whatever, thinking you have a knee problem or pain in your knee, and because you're probably, you know, scratched it or maybe even doing a healing on it of some sort, the aliens in there go, ah, let's go down the tunnel. Where else can we hide here and do some more, you know, body work on you? Then maybe they go to your toe. They go, man, they're on my toe now. And they start popping out through the inside of your body. And this is what this is for, is to go into the tunnels that they've created and look for them and get them out and maybe even destroy the tunnels. But you probably listening have all had this kind of experience. You have something for a while and it goes away, and lo and behold, you have something else happening somewhere else in your body, not knowing, gee, what happened here, you know? So anyway, that's what that one's for. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, that's amazing, and thanks for explaining that, Ron. I had no idea these internal tunnels. It sounds very deep. So I'll just keep reading the next couple of steps, and then we can talk a little bit more about this clearing, which is ready to launch if you have done the prerequisites, and you can email Ron. And it's $200, and then you can get started on that. So step 11 is healing of insides and skin. And then step 12 is the spirit infusion. And then there is an optional step, which is the comforting, soothing energy from the light beings. And you can select male, female, or non-gender. So each one of these steps takes about 15 minutes. And, you know, with 27, I think, different input points that you can clear, it would probably take you, I would say, about a month to thoroughly do all of these. Ron, why so many prerequisites for this clearing, and what's the advantage to having done all cleared out all of those five different bodies?
Yeah, those five bodies are probably more important to deal with on clearings, because you need to have these fields that are working with you, these invisible energetic bodies. You need to get rid of the contamination, so that when you do a clearing, it's going to be more effective for you. So everybody I know has traumas that they've dealt with. Naturally, you may be upset because of something, so that's your feeling. Remember, feeling is a real big one. People talk about feelings all the time. I feel sad today. I feel hurt. I feel angry. Well, that's your feeling body. And it's verbally being expressed through you that you have a problem there. Because remember, if you don't have any feelings and that body's cleared, you're not going to be complaining about something. You're only complaining because we're speaking out loud or thinking about it because that body's contaminated. And then naturally, people are in fear. And then you need, the first two clearings, are your emotional and mental. Those are very, very important bodies. So these five are ones that I feel are going to help you out the most to do this particular one. There could be a couple more, but these are the major five. You know, we do have pain also. If you have pain in your body, possibly you may want to throw that one in too, and you probably already have it. So I think most people who are doing their clearings have already had probably four or five of these automatically already throughout, the times that we talk about them, because they're needed. And once these bodies are cleared out, then you can go in further into your physical body and do some more corrections with it, dealing with alien stuff and programs that are inside of you. So back to you.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is that the emotional whole lifetime clearing, that is kind of the first one you do before doing any of the other clearings. And I remember, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, but when I first started, I was kind of looking at the website and I'm going, oh my gosh, I need all these clearings. But then after I did the whole lifetime emotional clearing, it's a very kind of like a reset button on your energy, and you feel a lot calmer. And when you look at the website, it seems like, okay, maybe I need to work on this, but you seem to be able to distill from your experience now that you don't have the emotional crap in your past. You can just sort of go look at it more objectively and say, okay, I don't need all of these clearings. I just need some of these clearings. And then, as things come up in your life, you're more empowered to handle them, and you're more enabled to realize the situation and immediately clear it, rather than, having a whole lifetime of events happen to you and things and traumas, and you're in your mind and you're afraid and you're feeling all these emotions and these traumas, and these are all the things that Ron is saying for the prerequisites you would have to remove, because all of that stuff is kind of the first layer. And then, the reason why he's offering these clearings is because people are kind of ready to move on to a more advanced level. So they are able to do this because they have done all this work on themselves and have made the investment and have dedicated themselves to doing the healings. So this is really exciting, Ron, and I hope everybody listening can continue. And also, if you are not at this point, just keep working on it, and keep doing the samples, keep doing the recommended ones. Emotional healing is the first one to do, and then maybe go into some of the others if you feel like this is something that you want to do and that you need to do. So I think, Ron, is there anything else you'd like to add about that?
Well, on the whole lifetime clearings, when you purchase the first one, the second one is half price, and then you can do full price and half price. So you are getting, you know, a discount as you do the whole life. You may want to do six of them instead of five, so your next one is half price. Maybe you do have pain, or you maybe have another issue that we didn't really mention that you want to put in there also. So you get one full price, the next one is half price. And I put that up for people who want to do clearings, and also, you know, if you have a significant other with you, or husband, wife, or something, then you're able to bring them along for half price, and that's the reason for that. But for yourself, then the next one is half price after you do the first one, so at full price. And we'll just see how this works out. It's quite interesting to you have different options to what type of body parts you're connecting with. Maybe you have a kidney problem and you want to look at those tunnels. Maybe you want to see if there's other things, you know, the energetic points that we're talking about and different places that would pertain to one particular, you know, body organ or location on your body. So it's a way to enter into a clearing with a little more horsepower. So back to you.
Okay, wow. That, I'm so psyched about this, and I hope everybody else is too. And, you know, just, you know, if you'd like to do it, just email Ron, and you can get the prerequisites taken care of and kind of jump up to the next level there. So,
yeah, just tell me, like, you normally would with the donation. And send me the donation and say that you've had the prerequisites already, and I'll just send you over the login, you know, username, password, and you can get started. Remember, awesome. This will take a while to do because there's so much in there. So you may, you know, it's not going to be a, you know, 1 or 2 hour clearing, because you're going to rediscover more things to make you feel better as you're inside of this clearing. Sometimes you only think of one thing at the beginning, then you get that cleared off and something else might resurface, so you might get a idea about, yeah, I should be working on this also, you know? I didn't think about working on that, only because you never thought about it because you were blocked by the first energy, which is so strong that you got rid of it, and now you can move forward into something else. So this clearing, you know, with the option boxes too is very nice, but you're going to have a lot of fun, and, you know, I would figure probably it might take a month, we'll say, to go through it. You know, that's up to you how far you want to go in depth, but it is an unlimited clearing. You buy it once if you have it. So you don't have to go gung-ho on it for 1 month. You know, you can, you know, spread it out in time, but most people who have a condition, a situation, will probably want to hit it pretty hard to have some more wellness. So back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's a really good point, and especially if you're dealing with a physical problem, you know, like you've been diagnosed with something and you want to attack that or get rid of that, this sounds like the perfect opportunity to do that. So I know for myself what a lot of people do is to keep a journal, write down all of the healings you've done and when you did them. You don't even need a journal. You could just, you know, have a notebook or a piece of paper. Just keep track of all the ones that you've done. And, I mean, create a healing log for yourself, or if you, you know, are more techie, you can maybe do like a spreadsheet or something and keep track of all your healings, because it really is amazing, too, I think, to look back and see what happens in your life once you do them and what kind of opportunities and possibilities start to come up for you when you do them. Okay.
Yeah, I was looking at the word diagnostics, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to die in it, you know, like, you know, die, but be, you know, you're going to be dead, right? So, and then the other part, diagnosed, well, maybe that could be like notice. So they're giving you a notice of death. You know, I don't know. another way of looking at it, you know.
Well, and, when you said that, Ron, the first thing I thought of was computers, diagnostics.
Yeah.
Or cars, even. Like, you keep track. Like, I bet everybody has, not everybody, but a lot of people keep track of, you know, when they take their car for an oil change or when they, you know, get major repairs done, and they have, like, you know, a folder for their cars. Do they have to take their computer in for diagnostics because, you know, it had a virus or whatever? So I don't think you should really look at your body any differently. In fact, you should look at it even more carefully. And you should really, you know, have that folder just like you have for your car, your computer, you know.
Yeah, and the when you do the clearings, it doesn't matter how many you've done in the past and how far you went with your wellness, there's always one that you're going to be doing that for you will say, man, that was the one, okay? And then you might think, well, gee, why couldn't I have done that one first? And, well, it doesn't always work that way. You have to clear away enough of the stuff in order to get at maybe what's actually bothering you, how many Band-Aids you have on top of it. And you never could find it, and it wouldn't even be, you know, shown to you at all unless you had some clearings done to get rid of the energy. So some people do wonder, you know, sometimes a real simple thing that, maybe I might even do something on one of the shows that might take away something that you had, and that didn't cost you anything, but yet you had other clearings, and somehow those clearings allowed me to work with you. So back to you.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, Ron, and you never know if perhaps maybe clearing off one part then allows you to see it more clearly. Quite literally clearing. So you may not have been able to see that before. And also I think sometimes people do clearings and they're sort of like, oh, I don't really feel any different. And then they, you know, they reach this sort of plateau and then they do something where it's sort of like they break through. You know, so it's like it can happen all sorts of ways for everyone, depending on what your situation is. So someone's asking about the new clearing that has prerequisites, and they are asking, is this a whole lifetime clearing? I thought it was going to be called the blueprint clearing, or is this different?
This is not the blueprint clearing. This is a different clearing.
Okay. So it's a different clearing, and the other one had the word skin in the name, I guess. But, yeah, this may be a separate one. And somebody else, Ron, was asking, regarding the pricing, does the half price apply one time only or after each whole lifetime clearing?
Yeah, it'd be after each whole lifetime, so if you did a full price, whole lifetime clearing, you know, 4 months ago, and now you want to do another one, then the next one is half price. So just keep track of what you're doing there.
Okay.
And, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do them consecutively. It's just when you feel like you may want to do another clearing to help yourself out. So that's always in effect.
Okay. So, for example, like if you did the whole lifetime emotional and you paid full price for that, you could then do the whole lifetime mental for half price.
Yes, that's correct.
And then, you know, the next full price clearing that you bought, like say then you bought the fear clearing, so that would be full price. And then whatever whole lifetime clearing you bought after that would be half price.
Yes, so it's full half, and you just keep going that way. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, great. So that means whole half. You'd only have to pay whole price for three of the prerequisites if you haven't done any of them and you would like to do the new advanced clearing that we've been talking about here. Okay. So if anybody has any more questions on that, please let us know. And somebody else was asking if this new clearing relates to the pin removal. And this listener wrote, I was on the pin removal call and realized that acupuncture points with needles. So this new clearing sounds like it would help the skin auric field protection. For
yes,
some
it
reason...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Could help that. Yes, it could help that. That's why I'm launching right now, because it's sort of similar, and it's a way that you can, you know, interface with your body a little more deeply with clearings and zero in on different locations. You might read a couple. Let's just say you had a skin problem or maybe a problem. But what would you pick yourself there?
Let's see. I would pick... Oh, there's a couple I would pick, but I guess the first one would be chest area.
And then would you go into the tunnels for chest area too, you think? Or
For chest area, I think I would start with the removal of pore connection points, P-O-R-E.
Okay, anything else that might be...
And then maybe the removal of entities. And then maybe internal tunnels and insides and skin.
And then we also have orbs on there too, don't we?
And orbs, yeah. I just picked that one because sometimes I get some skin irritation in that on that part of my body. And it's never been able to figure out why. But there's the other one that jumped out at me was shoulders, arms, and hands. And that one, immediately I thought of entities.
Great. So I guess there's quite a few combinations there that you could do. Probably a lot of them, you know.
Well, it's really interesting because I was somewhere the other day and I saw, I think it was just at the grocery store, but I saw like a man who had completely, he looked like he was bent in half. He was completely bent over and, you know, walking with a cane, but he was just almost like at a 90 degree angle to the ground. And I've never seen anyone so severely with, you know, just completely hunched over like that. And I was just thinking, wow, that would almost be like you would need to do this clearing because, you know, it's probably some sort of entity or weight or, you know, program that's causing that. And the thing is, too, is I just had another thought where you know, you could even do like the spine for something like that where you feel like you can't stand up straight or you have like a pressure on your back but there's nothing there or maybe you have a sore back and you could do like removal of programs, removal of backup programs, removal of orbs, all of these different combinations.
Anything that might be unique to like sore feet?
Well, let's see. There is, the feet is an option, and I almost feel like that one is internal tunnels. Like they get down there in those little toes, and the skin is the largest organ, so it completely makes sense that you would want to get all of this crap off of it. And the feet are what connects us to the ground, to the earth. So that seems like it would be, I would think internal tunnels would be a good one to do on the feet, as well as probably skin connection points, anything having to do with connection points to kind of like make sure that your feet are connecting more with the ground and with the cleared energy, not necessarily the alien energy that's there. Okay. Anything that you have to say on that, Ron? Does that sound
Yeah. I think as we
like
get,
a decent
people start getting into the clearing here and doing it, we'll get a lot more information probably from people on how they or what they've used on that. So So it's a brand new clearing that you can get on there as a before it's put on the website. So it can be launched now. Just gotta send me over the donation, so then that way you can get it with the prerequisites there. And it gives you a little head start in case you're wondering what to do. Because I do have people that say, Ron, you know, I've done this, that, and the other, and I want to do something else. They normally don't tell me that they've done something and they're not fixed, okay? I very seldom get that from people. What I do get is, I've done these clearings, and what can I do next? Which is interesting because they know that each clearing helps them. So this is one way to look at this process here. But this would probably be, you know, one of your next ones. And then we'll be launching the other one, which will be the body blueprint, end of next month here. But this one here is good for a quick, I won't say quick, but it's a nice augment for the alien attack removal and also the body jump start. So if you've done either one of those, this one here may even help you more than what you've had done with the other clearings. I don't know, but, you know, it does have other options to it. So it's great. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow. It's actually really in-depth, and it's launching at such a great time. I always feel like, spring is coming, and it's a great time to get in there and do some spring cleaning. Maybe if you've taken a break from the healings, I don't know why you would do them. you could even do the free ones if you're not purchasing them. But maybe if you've kind of been off track, it's a great sort of way to set some goals and get back on track in terms of cleaning out your body and clearing off all this, you know, dead energy and all this these cordings that are kind of hanging around and stuff that you don't want and don't need anymore. So I guess we could take a couple more questions, Ron, and, you know, come back to this as people email us with questions. So someone had a question about the pin removal call, and they said, I was super tired yesterday after the Saturday pin removal. Is that what usually happens? I know it is a new one. I was on the other pin call. You also did more for an hour on the decloning call. I just could not get enough sleep Sunday. I'm not sure if it's from the pin call. I was absentee on that one. I had no cell phone coverage to listen in. Thanks.
You never know what's going to happen, on one of the healing sessions. Sometimes if your body will say, I may not be right at this, but it's going to go along here. If your body has some resistance, or your mental body does, to wanting to have healing, sometimes your physical body will say, I don't want to have the mental body interfere, so we're going to sleep. And that's what I would say probably happens to a lot of people who sleep during the calls. Nothing's wrong with that. Now, being tired the next day, that means that you had a lot of work done. And your body needs time to integrate. That's why people ask me, can I do like three clearings at one time? I say, well, be careful. Because your body needs to integrate it. Remember, your mind is thinking you can do anything. You know, like you're invincible. Well, that's not always true. So your body needs time to catch up with working on it because it needs to get rid of the energy that is being removed. So it's being put back into balance as a block energy left. Now it has to reintegrate, you know, its brand new self into those locations. So if you're really blocked up a lot, you know, it's kind of like being constipated. You know, you're only constipated for a while, and you may feel miserable, you know. And then all of a sudden you go, I feel good now, you know. So that's how your body is looking at this year. And you need to get rid of these blocked energies that, you know, will basically kill you. That's your dying process. So everybody has a different reaction, we'll say, to the clearings. Normally you don't get very tired, but you know, it depends, you know, where you are and, you know, and have you, and, you know, hopefully the person that's had a lot of clearings, maybe that was the one that they needed the most, or maybe they didn't do a lot of clearings and they went into this year and a lot was released. So, you know, it's hard to say but that can happen, but normally not. So back to you.
Wow, Ron. That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, and that's always kind of like a, I don't know, I don't want to be too graphic here, but it's like a satisfying feeling when you are able to release, you know, these things, and you can get on with your day and your life. So I am getting a lot of questions and inquiries about it. So that's great, and it seems like people are really excited for the possibility of doing this. Someone is also asking if you could explain a little more about the skin auric field clearing. What does it mean to clear talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, sexual, vision, watching, and seeing?
Well, these are all the ways that you imprint something into your body.
Yeah, the five senses, it seems like.
Yep, so that's your senses, basically, and how, you know, it's affecting you and how those senses can be used by the aliens to bring you problems. So it's, you know, if you take the word clearing and in its place put down implant removal or program removal, then you're going to understand, well, you know, what's your eyes seeing? Well, what programs are you watching? Remember, are you really on the real Earth here, or are you in a fabricated timeline in a multidimensional reality? So possibly you're in that. So your eyes are seeing something that really isn't real, but you're believing it as being true. And so you can make up, say, stories inside of your head and, you know, have it in Technicolor and everything else, and you will think that that's real. And it may not have even happened, but when it does become real for you, then the aliens can put you onto those timelines. So the clearing is a way to clean and clear the senses that could be causing your situation of having body problems, you know, pain, you know, different things going on with you, whatever. So that's why all this is listed that way. And everything does have a, say, auric field around it of energy, because it is living, so it does emit some type of frequency, using that term. So we'll say frequency is aura, in a sense. And so that's why you want to clear this. So I'm probably going to call the clearing something like auric field shield of life or something like that. But right now it just deals with your skin. But we will change the name on it, I think. But when you get the code, if you want to purchase that, it will say the, I think, skin auric field clearing, something like that. But it will be what we're talking about now. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, someone suggested body deluxe clearing. Deluxe.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Well, Ron, you know, I had so many thoughts there when I was listening to you speak, and I think it's important to really get that, is that we are kind of these walking, talking, feeling, sensing life forms, and all of these images and sights and sounds come into us, and we internalize them, whether or not we're conscious of it. So to me, that's why I think this is such an amazing clearing, because even if you're not conscious of it, you could maybe, like, you see something, or you know, your sensory body is overloaded and you need to get in there and sort of, you know, if you're somebody that's, you know, very empathic, I would think that this would be a great clearing for you to do. If you're somebody that, like, is very sensitive to the world around you, it's just kind of like you have to really be conscious of your senses at all times. And, you know, things do get in there, even if we are really careful, and even if, you know, we are taking precautions. I mean, we still have to go out and live life. You know, there's no shield from that yet. So all of these things build up in us, and now we can kind of take back control of that and clear that out and choose, you know, what timeline we want to be on and how we want to experience things. So it's pretty remarkable. Like I said, I think on the last show, last Monday, you can kind of rewrite your past. You don't really have to let it define your present. And you can certainly change the course of your life by yourself. It's very empowering to do so. So, Ron, I'm going to go on then to the next question. And because we did spend so much time on this, talking about this new clearing, we may not get to all the questions tonight. So just tune in to the Wednesday show. Ron does BBS shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So we just roll them over to subsequent shows if we didn't get to them. And if that's the case, just please be patient. We do get a lot of emails, and it's sometimes hard to get through them all in one hour. But this happens, I think, to a lot of people, Ron. And this listener wrote in and said, I have fallen asleep on the calls on several occasions, but when I get up the next day, I feel absolutely amazing. My body feels rejuvenated. My body feels so light. My mental clarity and tolerance is unbelievable. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. What I will say about the new clearing is for some people really keep track of their history of their events and stuff. Not that that's a good thing, but, you know, they like to analyze and try to figure things out. So if you are one of those people that are heavily in the mental realm, boy, you could probably really go to town with this new clearing because you can figure it out inside out and backwards, you know. So for that person out there that's listening who's very mental, who's trying to figure out life and why things are happening and what's going on, this may be the clearing that you may go, wow, this is it, you know. I can really use this. So back to you.
Yeah, and I just wanted to, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but I wanted to also read this, Ron, because this person I think was on the Thursday and Saturday calls, and they said, I just wanted to let Ron know that I've done a lot of clearings and I'm finally feeling success. On Thursday's show, I had itchy skin cleared. And Saturday night's show, I had a stomach ache removed. I'm feeling things are shifting. Things seem to be starting to get released. I did the Sunday 8-hour call and then all the shows Monday to Friday, and I'm seeing many releases happening. The water charging is especially helpful.
Yep, that's great. And like I said earlier, sometimes, you know, you do a bunch of clearings and then I do a free one, like we do on the radio programs, because they all kind of work together. And all of a sudden, and that's why you want to be on, you know, the different conference calls and things. And all of a sudden, just doing a clearing that's, you know, spur of the moment, we'll say, all of a sudden it fixes you. And why? It wasn't because that one clearing was so effective, but it happened to go and find your problem because you already cleared the way for me to find it for you. So that's the way it works. So I guess it's about 5 minutes till it's time for our show to end here. So I'll say thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, BBS. And thank you, callers, for listening here. And so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. And we command, you know, you want to command your spirit out loud. So we can all say it together. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them down into my heart. And now we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Should be in your heart center. Won't have any thoughts because you're going to be at peace. So to all your friends, if they want to be peaceful, to do this out loud, 15, 20 seconds, you're at peace and you're still living life and you can move around and still have your day. So blessings, everybody. Thank you. See you later. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Great. Thanks, Ron.